In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, even though the latest recall does not affect the produce industry directly, the poultry industry's salmonella outbreak in eggs has many wondering if this large recall will be the motivating factor the Senate needs in finally passing food safety legislation. American Farm Bureau Federation food safety policy specialist Kedley Ludlam doesn't think so.
I tend to think that the recall itself will have less impact on the food safety bill moving than some other factors. For example, can they resolve the big outstanding legislative issue, which is an amendment by Senator Feinstein to ban the use of the chemical compound BPA in certain food containers? That seems to be the more contentious issue right now rather than the egg recall.
Ludlam bases some of her logic on the fact that previous recalls haven't seemed to factor into the equation.
Earlier this year, we saw a recall of cookie dough, and there have been other high-profile products recalled, and really that hasn't seemed to influence the timeline as much as the normal Senate schedule and clearing legislative hurdles out of the way.
So with the House passing their legislation a year ago, what exactly is the holdup in the Senate?
There are a lot of details to be negotiated. I mean, everybody agrees that we want to modernize and improve the food safety system. That's not negotiable. The problem is how you do that. And this is where kind of the devil's in the details. Do you do that through more record keeping, through more testing, through more regulatory requirements? And if so, how do you pay for all those?
If legislation is not passed this year, the process will have to start all over again with a new Congress in January. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.